So this is the recording of Building Stories on Air that we broadcast on March 15th. Hello and welcome to Building Stories on Air. Whether you are listening through a radio on 103.5 or online at wcomfm.org, the Wooden Fellows and the hand behind them, me, Frederick, we are so, so glad you're here for our third episode. So today, Wooden Fellow Petite Clotilde is leading the way. So you may remember her from our team last week. She's our dreamer, the one who is always somewhere between here and the clouds. She's about the same size as Pierre Kiroul, who invented the story for us last week. So if you remember, she's smaller than the smallest dinosaurs, but bigger than the biggest bug. And so she's about one or two hand tall, depending on the size of your hand. She has beautiful, deep purple eyes, purple curly hair, and she is, like Pierre Kiroul, made out of basswood, a light brown wood. And her clothes are always in like pastel shade, from pink to purple to blue. And so as the show goes on, if you have any question about her or any question for her, you can reach out anytime by sending us an email at buildingstoriesonair, you know the name of our show, at gmail.com. So buildingstoriesonair at gmail.com. So last week, Wooden Fellow Petite Clotilde listened to Wooden Fellow Pierre Kiroul telling you all about his quest in finding some pouille. Remember, those are whimsical creatures who loves being included in stories. And so she was very inspired in finding her own. So today, she's telling us all about it. But remember, our show is about building stories together, you know, across generation. So, like last week, we'll have some music breaks throughout our show so you can invent your own story with us or add on to the story Petite Clotilde is telling or simply reach out to us with questions or ideas by simply sending an email to buildingstoriesonair@gmail.com. That's right. So I'm going to give you a few minutes to give it a try. Try to send us an email while we are listening to the next song. You are back at Building Stories on Air on WCOM 103.5, and we are going to go back to Petite Clotilde. And so, very inspired by Pierre Kiroul's adventure from last week, off she went with the bouille, tagging along. Remember, those bouille are little creatures spreading hope, as they always do, all over the place, wherever they go. And so off they went, looking for pouille. And last week, Pierre Kiroul, you know, went in the backyard of the Petit Refuge, but this time, Petite Clotilde decided to go downtown Chapel Hill. Now, you have to know that Petite Clotilde, she's a dreamer, and she can get distracted pretty easily. Can you think of a place where you easily get distracted? know, I guess we all have those moments from time to time. So here they were walking around the campus, and their first stop was the bell on campus. And I don't know if you've ever noticed it, but the ceiling below the bell is tiled with a beautiful turquoise tile. And turquoise is Petite Clotilde's absolute favorite color. "Oh," she said. And she stood there for a while, just looking, with the boy waiting patiently. But eventually, they moved on. And their next step was a tree with the most magnificent twisted roots. Roots going every which, you know, different ways. Roots that look like they had stories on their own. I don't know if you've ever noticed these kind of trees, but they just find their way. And so Petite Clotilde and the boy, they looked up, looking to see if there was any pouille flying with a cardinal. This is, if you remember our story from last week. But no, they didn't see a cardinal. But they saw some flowers blooming, and they were so full and so pink that, guess what? Petite Clotilde stopped again. "Oh," she said. And so she stood there for a while, just looking at those beautiful flowers, with the boy waiting patiently. And eventually, they moved on. But then, there they were, a little group of pouilles, the whimsical characters that they were looking for, always in to be part of a story. Here they were, a little group of pouilles, right there on the sidewalk, dancing around circles. Circles? Why circles? Well, I'm so glad you ask. Let's take a first break from our story before Petite Clotilde tells us about those circles. And why are we taking a break? Because while the music plays, of course you can enjoy the music, but you can also grab a glass of water or have a stretch or talk about what those circles may be or start your own story. And you can also reach out with ideas or questions through buildingstoriesonair@gmail.com, and we will be right back. So welcome back to WCOM 103.5. You can also listen to us at wcomfm.org. And this is Frederick with the Wooden Fellows, Building Stories on Air. And we did get an email, and it made all day. So keep on sending us notes. So before the break, Petite Clotilde had just found a little group of pouilles right on a sidewalk in downtown Chapel Hill, dancing around circles. Now, it turns out, if you look carefully, and Petite Clotilde always looks carefully, there are circles everywhere, including in downtown Chapel Hill, especially in downtown Chapel Hill. But those particular circles, the one the pouille had found, were not ordinary circles. Each one was a gate. Four circles, four gates, four places you could go. Well, if you were small enough and brave enough and, I guess, curious enough. So story builders at large, my dear audience, oh dear audience, would say, Petite Clotilde, if you had found one of those circles, each one going to a gate, where would you want to go? So Petite Clotilde looked at each one carefully. The first gate, the second, the third, and then the fourth. It had a sign. The sign said, "Do not jump here." And so the Pouilles looked at each other. Petite Clotilde looked at the gates again. The Bouilles looked at everyone. And then something happened. You remember when you build a story, you want to have something happening, trying to catch your audience a little longer. And so one Pouille jumped into one of the circles. Can you guess which one? Well, let's take another break so you can think about those gates, or let some giggles out and send us your ideas or question. We will be right back. Welcome back to WCOM 103.5. This is Frederick with the Wooden Fellows, building stories on air with Petite Clotilde this week. And talking about music, if there is anybody with out there or audience at large with a favorite song that they would like to listen to either this week or next week, just reach out, buildingstoriesonair@gmail.com. But now let's go back to our story. Petite Clotilde cannot wait. So before the break, the Pouilles and Petite Clotilde were looking at those four gates, and one Pouille jumped into one of them. So could you guess which one? It was the one with the sign, "Do not jump here," of course. And so here she was, jumping on those circles. And so Petite Clotilde had to follow. And so did the Bouille. And so did every single Pouille. Swoosh! All through the fourth gate. And they landed somewhere very different from Chapel Hill. Everything was grey. The sky was grey. The ground was grey. Some of the Pouilles huddled together. The Pouilles and the Bouilles reached for each other's hands. One was even a little bit scared. But then Petite Clotilde quietly said, "I think I know this place. I think I've heard about it." And so she looked around at the rocks, dark, smooth, shiny black, unlike any rocks in Chapel Hill. She also looked up at the clouds, pushed this way and that way by a gentle wind. Drifting like souls on a slow rocking chair. "Yes, I've heard of this place. I think this is where Maurice is from." Maurice lives with us at the Petit Refuge. Maurice, he's a too triste. He reminds us that sadness is a state of life. I think we are in the land of lumps and bumps. So a few puys looked even more worried. There is nothing to be scared of, said Petite Clotilde. I promise. I know what Maurice does here. I know what he loves doing here. And so she showed them. She found a very smooth, dark rock, just the right size for her, and she sat down. The puy watched, but then, one by one, they found their own rocks, just the right size for each of them. And the puy did too. They found just the perfect rock. And they sat together in the gray under the moving clouds, listening to the wind. Not sad, not scared, just quiet. The good kind of quiet. The kind of quiet that Maurice feels like is an art form fully mastered in his land. So, story builder at large, my dear audience, is there a place where you go when you need the good kind of quiet? Where is it? They stayed until it felt right to leave. Time to go back, said Petite Clotilde. Welcome back to WCOM 103.5, streaming on WCOM FM.org. This is Frederick with the Wooden Fellows, building stories on air. So before the break, the Puy and the Buy and Petite Clotilde were right about coming back from Maurice Grayland. And so, just like that, they just jumped back to the circle, the gate, and they were back in the sunshine of Chapel Hill. The four circles were right where they left them. Everyone felt happy. A little different, maybe, but happy. So Petite Clotilde walked to the fourth gate, the one with the sign, remember the sign, to not jump here. She took the sign. She crossed the do not jump here and wrote, jump here to see an amazing place. And everyone agreed, even the little boy who was scared at the beginning, everybody agreed that was exactly the right sign to put there. But then, you know, when everybody was settling in, one puy, before anyone could say a word, took a running leap straight into another circle and jumped. And guess what? Petite Clotilde had to follow. And so did the buoy. And so did every single puy. And so they landed again somewhere very different from Chapel Hill. But this time, Petite Clotilde smiled and said, don't you worry, I know my way around. This is the land of smooths and mellows. Pink clouds you can eat. The softest light you've ever seen. This is where I come from. But that, my dear story builders at large, is a story for another day. So we are going to take another music break so you can wrap up your own story or dance or be silly or send us an email to share your thought about our story, about your story or about Petite Clotilde's story. We will be right back. So here we are, another Sunday, another adventure with the Wooden Fellows and the Pouille. And so, before she goes, Petite Clotilde wants you to know that circles are everywhere. If you look on your way, walk home, on your ceiling, under your feet, and who knows where they might take you. All right. Before we truly go, we have a few more things to say. We hope Petite Clotilde inspired you to invent your own story. And so remember, there is no right or wrong way to do it. Just unleash your imagination. Be a kid for a moment. But if you are not sure how to start, here are a few tips. And if you go on our webpage, buildingstoriesonair.com, you are going to find some resources with some tips that we are going to review very briefly in a second, but also a story loop and a table to get ideas if you get stuck. So tips, for example, use some familiar places. Petite Clotilde, her story started, you know, in Chapel Hill. Last week, the story of Pierre Kirol started at the community center. Those are very familiar places for them. What are favorite places for you? In your family, or the young children you may have around, or friends. Just use some personal experiences. It's so much easier to start from a place you know. Then the story loop, you may have started notice a pattern with the way we tell stories here at Building Stories on Air, because we want to model how you can do it wherever you are, waiting somewhere. Or so you know you are going to set up the story, you know, with your characters. Then something is going to happen. It can be a problem that's going to have to be solved. And so then, you know, your characters are going to be involved with this unexpected event. And then everything starts being better, but something else is going to happen. Like last week, you know, one of the Pouille decided to fly away with the cardinal at the community center. This week, one Pouille jumped in another circle. And so why we encourage you to do that? It's because then your story can keep on going. Or you can just wrap it up and say, well, that's for another time. That's another story. But it leaves the door open. We are welcoming a guest to come to the studio every Sunday from 4 to 5, And you can come to add on to the story one of the wooden fellows is saying. But you can also come just to listen and discover the magic of broadcasting. So if you are interested, simply reach out. buildingstoriesonair@gmail.com. But right now, we would like to thank you for building stories with us today. And we will see you next Sunday at 4 with maybe some of you here in person. As I said, we are just one email away.